There's a saying out there in the world that says, you're the average of the five people you hang around with. And some of you understand this, you know this, you don't argue this at all. This is honestly not that disputed. But you still hang out with losers. And you still hang out with people that are not successful. And you still continue to place your time with people that offer you no value whatsoever. In fact, a lot of them are parasitic. They take value from you. But you rationalize this and you say, well, I've known them for so long and I don't really have any friends. And look, first and foremost, let me get into these points. Knowing someone for a long period of time doesn't necessarily mean that they're better for you or that they're good for you. It does talk about tenure. It does talk about how, you know, they've been around and they're in proximity, which is very important to understand. But I've known people since high school. I've known people since I was a kid. Doesn't mean I hang out with them. I'm sure you've known family, friends since you were a kid. If that was the logic of finding the best friends, we'd hang out with people that we knew in elementary school all the time, right? Our elementary school friends would be our friends today just because we've known them forever. But the reality is you can meet someone at a bus stop and have a deeper conversation with them in 20 minutes than a conversation you've known with someone that you've known for 20 years. See, human nature is about connection. And honestly, when you're very busy, connection is a lot more powerful because there's time pressure there. There's time decay. There's a requirement for you to have a conversation and get to know each other as much as possible. So what I'm trying to tell you here is you don't need to know somebody for very long to have a deep connection with them. However, that deep connection becomes more solidified and more grounded and more realistic the longer you know somebody. It becomes more validated. Because you might have an amazing interaction with some beautiful girl that you met at the bar or some amazing guy that you met at a coffee shop, but it becomes more solidified when you get to know them and meet them over and over again, and you see that, oh, the things that they are saying are actually true, or vice versa, it can become diminished when they aren't really who they say they are. But the big thing I want you to understand by this is people can come into your life at any moment and bring you immense levels of value. So if you're going to restrict yourself and hold yourself back from the abundance of the universe, then you're automatically going to be signing your own professional obituary to your own growth. So the idea that, oh, I've known them for a long period of time is just not, it cut that out right off the rip. The second thing I want to talk about is you don't have friends. And this was me when, you know, I wanted to become successful, right? At a certain point in my life, I didn't really have a lot of good people around me. I didn't have a lot of people that were successful. I believed in this mentality, but I didn't have those people there. So my friends became books. And it sounds corny, but this was reality. Ty Lopez explained this. Imagine you wake up and you go down to your kitchen and Gordon Ramsay is cooking food for you. And he's like, hey, what's up? Breakfast is ready. You know, I don't have a British accent right now, but this is what he's saying. And then you go to the gym and, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is waiting for you. Hello, how are you? Let's live, like my terrible Arnold impression. And imagine how much more in shape you'd be. Then you come home, you're a little bit exhausted from the gym, and you know, you take a shower and you go to your office and Warren Buffett is sitting there and he's your business partner. How much more successful will you be in business? And then after business is done, after a long day's worth of work, you go out and you know, you feel like doing some good and Mother Teresa is there ready for you and she's your business partner in the charitable organizations that you're running. How much more successful would your life be if you surrounded yourself with the right people? I'm sure if you live with LeBron James, you'd learn a little bit about basketball. If you live with Ronaldo, you'd learn a little bit about soccer. And if you live with Bill Gates, you'd learn about computers and technology. And obviously, if you live with me, you'd learn about podcasting, coaching, financial services, everything that there is that I can teach you. So you need to learn to surround yourself with people that are actually going to teach you good things instead of bad things. And typically, the things that people are going to teach you are their habits. So if you're around someone that's an alcoholic, if you're around someone that smokes and vapes all the time, guess what? You're going to smoke, vape, drink, do whatever all the time. If you're around someone that's working out all the time, you're probably going to get in better shape. If you're around someone that loves to take walks in nature, you're probably going to see a little bit of nature. So people have a very osmotic effect. And when people connect with one another, they like to learn from one another. They like to do the same things. You ever see people in the same friend groups talk the same way? They have the same lingo, they have the same slang, because people like to form identities with those that they hang out with. So you have to learn that you need to surround yourself with people that are good. And if you don't have any friends, books will become your friend, because all these people I've mentioned have written books, 5-7 books, and most of you have not read them. Most of you have not looked at them, but you'll still watch the Netflix show, and you'll still go on social media and watch stuff that makes absolutely no sense for your mind. And some of you will rationalize that, oh, I'm learning from social media. No, you're not. You're being programmed by it. You have to be intentional with the things that you're watching on social media. When I go on social media and I'm listening to a podcast, I'm very intentional about what I'm listening to, and I don't really try to really get distracted by it. I go in there, listen to it. I don't check text messages. I don't do that. I use my phone like a very double-edged sword device. I don't have notifications on for my calls or my text messages. I check my phone periodically to make sure that I'm, you know, receiving that. And I kind of look at my phone if I need to here and there to see if I'm missing a call, especially when I'm in meetings. But the thing is, if you don't have friends, you need to get books, and you need those books to be your friends. It's almost like having a one-way conversation with those people. And then the way I would talk back to them is almost journaling. I would journal what I learned from the book. Sounds corny, sounds lame, but hey, it made me very successful today. It made me millions today. I'm glad I had those friends as books. And even though some of those people that wrote those books are not around anymore, it's very powerful to say that I've had a conversation with them. It's very powerful that in my own delusional reality, I've interacted with them because I've read their words and I've read things that they've said that they put out there for the world. So books can be your friends. The last thing I want to talk about, and this is really where a lot of people stand, is you have friends and they aren't really bad. They're not bad people. They're good. They're there for you, but they just aren't having this levels of success that you want to emulate in your life. And this is one of the hardest things to do, and it's something that you have to really come to terms with. If you want to get those levels of success in your life, you have to learn to cut people off, not necessarily entirely, but to more so give yourself distance from these people. I'll tell you a story. When I used to be someone that worked in the nightclub, I was a bar back, I was a nightclub promoter, whatever it is, we would always just go out and party with the regulars at the bar. And this was good for us because theoretically, as we built the relationship with them, we would get tipped out by them, we would bring them more to the organization, the organization would make money. Even on my off days, I was hanging out with VIPs from the bar. And these were people that were very successful. They made a lot of money. They spent thousands of dollars on liquor bottles, so obviously they had money to blow and they had, you know, businesses that they ran. And I thought that I was learning something from these people and growing with these people because, wow, this is someone that's successful. These five people that I'm hanging around are making a lot of money. How could I be, you know, unsuccessful? But the problem was I was operating in the wrong frame. I was operating from the frame of a someone that was trying to grow the nightclub. And all we did all day was drink and party and relax. And then they would go about their work. And then I would go about my schooling. And that's how it kind of went. When I got into financial services in my business, I realized something. I realized that this is not the way to build a business. And I had to stop hanging out with those VIPs from the bar who are very successful, who are very kind, who genuinely cared about me. Until this day, I still maintain relationships with them. But I had to distance myself because I said, hey, look, I have to immerse myself into this world of insurance and financial services. And that's the only way I'm going to grow very aggressively in this career. And it was painful for me to distance myself from people that I considered friends, that I considered very close to who I was. But I needed to do that for my own growth. The drinking, the partying just wasn't conducive with getting up early and, you know, making phone calls for the insurance business. It just wasn't going to line up well. I couldn't be out till 2, 3 a.m. and then go home and then wake up at like 7 a.m. and start making calls with the right energy. It just wasn't possible. So I had to distance myself from these people. And let me remind you, they aren't bad people. They weren't negative people. They were people that genuinely cared about me. They were people that were genuinely nice. But I had to distance myself from my own self-growth. And that's what a lot of you don't do. You will sit here and constantly rationalize that your friends are good for you because they care about you. People can care about you. People can love you, but they may not be going the way that you want them to go and going the way that you want yourself to go. You have to surround yourself with people that are in the same position and the same vision that you have. Like, you need to put yourself around people that want to get to where you're going. And the reality is, not everybody is going to be exactly who you want them to be. They're not going to want to go exactly where you want to go. But along that journey, you spend time with people for a certain period of time in that mission. Not everybody wants to marry the girls I want to marry. Not everybody wants to live the life I want to live. Not everybody wants to decorate my house the way I decorate it or live where I want to live or drive the car I want to drive. But a lot of people that I hang around want to make money. They want to be successful. They want to be physically in shape. They want to be disciplined. So as a result of that, I'm going to spend time with them for a certain period of time when we're focused on those goals. And then obviously I come home, I go shopping, I do my own thing, I live in my own place, I buy my own cars, whatever it is. So you got to understand that if you have friends that are not where you want to be, that are not pushing you, that are not growing you, get the fuck away from them. Start distancing yourself respectfully from them. I'm sick and tired of people saying, oh, you're the average of the first five people that you're hanging around with the most. Why are you hanging around losers? Why are you doing it? Ask yourself this question. And if you guys haven't done so, check out our podcast, leave us a review, hit that bell notification to stay subscribed to all of our YouTube videos that we're putting out here. Definitely check out my personal YouTube channel too. It's Sumedh Basani. I'm throwing out a lot of vlogs in my day-to-day life there. I appreciate you guys for spending a little bit of time here with me today. Thank you so much for taking your schedule and aligning it with mine. It means that we're thinking the same, means that we're on the same path. And if you ever need personal one-on-one coaching from me in business, in finance, in life, in mental health, in any area, I would love to work with you. The link will be in the bio. The link is on my social medias. And until next time, guys, sue me out.